We did it.
We did something.
Nobody knows what, not even us, but we did it.
That's right. It has been done.
It's more done than anything that's ever been done before.
So done that done is Ryan Dunn.
Dead.
That's our snazzy new intro.
Well, we're here, I guess, doing this shit again.
Guess we didn't make it to Hollywood like we thought.
It's been a long road. A lot of weird things have happened since. I like how we're just being very vague about what the fuck we're talking about since nobody really knows.
They don't need to know.
They won't know.
They will never know.
They're never gonna know.
This stupid microphone staring back at us.
You know, you're right. It is a stupid microphone. It won't even work with Windows.
That's true. Guess what the fix is, guys? You plug the USB in backwards.
That's actually what they said. They said, plug the USB in upside down. You know, the opposite way.
Good and fix.
It doesn't fit, first of all. So I jammed it in, and it kind of fit that way.
It didn't work, though.
All said and done, their big fix was, yeah, you need a different microphone. That was their fix.
And then they're like, well, do you have a receipt? It's like, well, do you have a clue?
Why would you need a receipt for a product you bought? Did you steal the product and then complain about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It's Windows 8. It doesn't work with. Make it work.
See, that seems just logical.
And then you go to the site and there's no drivers and you're fucking banging your head against the fucking wall. Banger and tuxedo.
Banger and tuxedo. Wait, what?
I just assume that's how we're going to kind of throw it in.
Oh. Every time somebody says tuxedo or banger or bang or tux?
Something.
What about cheese?
I don't know how to fit that in.
Jeez. Banger in the tuxedo.
See, I was thinking along the lines of like a rhyme. Like, oh man, today I give no fucks. Like the tuxedo. Banger in tuxedo. It's not like a well thought idea.
No, it's good. It's, you know, it has all the elements that you need. There's words. And they're said, so yeah, you nailed it.
So this is our No Names podcast because we are anonymous, and we want to clarify that not one of us is the banger, not the other is the tuxedo. It is mere transparency.
And when he says we're anonymous, we're in no way affiliated with those hackers because, for the most part, they just do shitty attacks, denial of service.
Oh yeah, I guess they're an actual. There's an actual group called. There is nothing original. You cannot have an original name, or an original title, or an original idea anymore.
Let's just make up words.
Yeah.
Next podcast, whole thing, fake language we just made. So.
Fop you cop cop, pop e op, pop loppy.
I feel like I just had an aneurysm. And I'm not sure.
I said fuck people in op language. Basically, the idea is you add OP after every consonant, but then you say the actual vowel. So pop, E, op. I guess technically O is a vowel. Pop, lop, E. People.
This is the hardest thing I've ever had to process.
Alright, we'll work on languages.
I remember when I was, like, way back in school, doing midterm exams and final exams and shit. I was that asshole that always, like, brought pop rocks. Because they're like, oh, you gotta be quiet. And I'm like, okay, psh, open my pop and start drinking goddamn whatever. And I always looked at the people around me because they're like sitting there working hard on the test, and then they always start looking at me and being like, ah, like making audible noises to know that, you know, to make me know that they are upset with me. So I'd be like, ah. And I'm like, because I didn't care. They're fucking midterm exams. I don't know, man. I never studied for shit. I just aced all the exams.
We're graduates.
Yeah. Can you believe that shit? Thanks, Canadian schools. Ah, fuck. We've given away some of our anonymous. They've narrowed us down to Canada.
It's okay. We'll just do a denial of service attack.
Oh, shit.
We are anonymous, after all.
We do not forgive.
We do not forget.
I like how podcast one, we're already insulting anonymous. Listen, you guys, you really gotta fucking chill out. Oh, seriously, like, okay, I get it. They're cool, you know, they do their fucking thing. They try and get, like, all the info out there and blah, 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 nobody gives a shit. But they're like, what, they're gonna hack the fucking FBI just to show that they can do it? And they don't even hack the FBI. They're just like, oh, we're gonna fucking overload their server for 10 minutes. And then every now and then they're like, oh yeah, we stole some information by, like, obviously some much better hackers than the fucking vast majority of that shit group. I mean, that is a good group. I shouldn't be fucking insulting these guys so much because, let's face facts, we're not going to have any security at all.
No.
I don't think we care that much, though. Keep sending those fucking pings our way. It's good.
Ping us, bros.
Is ICQ still a thing?
I think so.
Cool. You can get a hold of us on ICQ.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, man. Like, it basically comes down to they do a whole bunch of dumb shit in my eyes. I like Anonymous for the most part. They do some cool things here and there, you know, getting information out that should be out, so to speak. But I think it's so stupid that they're like, we demand that you do this, government, or we're gonna fucking be mad. Like, I've never heard of anything really coming of any of their threats.
It's never panned out.
No, it's like, okay, well, you know, if you don't, you know, they had one for, should we narrow it down more where we live?
I don't know.
Let's leave it. They had one, we'll just say, where they released some information about somebody, and they insisted that the police service get back to them to let them know if they've apprehended some individuals. Like, what the fuck? Why would the police give a shit? Here's how it works. If you know of criminal activity, report it to the police. Don't fucking, like, out them online. Well, you can if you want. In this particular case, I truly don't give a shit. But you don't out them online and then fucking demand the police get back to you in a timely fashion to see if they've apprehended the individuals that you outed. That's not how that shit works.
Officer?
What's that?
Officer, I have something of time-sensitive management.
It's so stupid. And what the fuck are they going to do? It's like, okay, you didn't listen to us. Now we're going to be real mad and take down your website for 30 minutes.
Oh, like, no!
Everyone's like, okay.
What a minor inconvenience.
That's pretty much it. And they're like, we could do this all the time, but we probably won't. Like, that's it. Anyway, Anonymous, for the most part, you know, you guys just gotta chill out. You could do some good, but fucking aim it in the right direction, goddammit.
And after this, some questions! Tuxedo. I don't understand how we have popular listener questions. Like, this is technically our first podcast. But I digress. Describe your perfect hamburger.
Sweet. My perfect hamburger? Man, okay. There's a few perfect hamburgers, but the problem is my perfect hamburger no longer exists. Gasp. You remember? Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly where. There's this gay hangout, we'll say, in our city. from my understanding, it was a gay hangout anyways, but god damn it, their fucking burgers are excellent.
Gay hangout, good meat.
That's true. If you want some good meat, you go there. They had a burger that, I'm not going to even say what it is, because who knows, who can narrow down my burger tastes.
That's right.
But
anonymous.
Oh yeah, anonymous. I'm sorry, Anonymous. Again, we don't mean to
unnecessarily shit stab.
But anyway, it basically had a shit ton of cheese, some barbecue sauce. I believe it might have had some like onion rings, like the really thin onion rings. It was pretty goddamn good. Mayo. Now I'm kind of upset.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, just a little bit.
So mine's the McRib.
The McRib?
Yeah.
You know, I never tried the McRib.
It's actually kind of terrible, but it's one of those things that's like, you're eating it, and you're like, why am I eating this? But then when you're halfway through it, you're like, this thing's so damn addictive. And then you're, next thing you know, you're going to buy another one, and you finish that one. And you don't have any more change, so you start asking people outside McDonald's for change so you can get another one. And then pretty soon, you're just on the street begging for McRib.
You know what? It makes sense. What was that? Like, was it just like a big processed, like, fake rib sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just kind of smashed a bunch of fucking meat together and called it a sandwich?
It was some processed, like, carpals of chicken or something and rib and pork, I guess. Yeah. Thrown together into a nice little processed kidney shaped, like, that's sweet. kidney-shaped, like, meat patty. And then it's slathered in McDonald's brand barbecue sauce with two pickles. Thrown on a hamburger bun.
I see.
I think they even throw cheese on it, and that is the magic touch, because why not add some lactose intolerance to your, to your delicious meal for the evening and make it your perfect favorite hamburger?
Podcast, I will say this. I have not experienced a sandwich in my life until, I would say, what, 2 months ago? 2 months ago, when I came over here, and I was hungry, and I had a sandwich made for me. I did not realize that pickles on a sandwich were really an option. I always thought it was like a disgusting prospect. Until I put that fucking sandwich in my face. And holy shit, my life has changed. Yesterday, it was my grandpa's memorial. There are pictures uploaded on Facebook. Not of the memorial service, but of the sandwich plate.
Was there pickles on the sandwiches?
I found some sandwiches, some pickles. I found some sandwiches of all sorts of different, you know, scenarios and everything. It just different assortments of deliciousness. And I also ate an entire pineapple.
God bless.
I don't know. It's, I was hungry.
The call was answered.
It's true. You know, I've never had a sandwich with pickles on it until that night.
So, I guess we have more questions now. Somehow we have two fans. A fight between a Twinkie and a fruit roll-up. Who is the winner?
Between a Twinkie and a fruit roll-up?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if the fucking Twinkie could outlast the fruit roll-up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was a really long fight, then obviously the Twinkie, right?
Yeah, like, it's got conditioning on its side. It's got endurance.
Yeah, it could stay good for how long? Like, forever?
Yeah.
Unless that's just an urban legend. I don't know. Either way, I got like a box of Twinkies that I bought that, you know, when I thought they were going out of business.
Still got it?
I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere.
Sweet.
We might have to test it. It might be Twinkie wine by now, but...
I see, I think the fruit roll-up would pop over time. I think it would brittle.
Yeah.
And I really do think it'd come down to a battle of endurance. So I would take the Twinkie, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If it was a short term, I would definitely say fruit roll-up, though, because it could just stretch itself out and smother the fuck out of the Twinkie.
Kind of like the carpet effect, right? Roll them up in the carpet and jump off a bridge, kind of.
Yeah, they would take both of them down.
That's one suicidal fruit roll-up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good question.
These things don't fuck around. We have one more question. I don't know if I want to ask it, though.
Yeah, we'll save it. Next segment.
Well, let's just ask this one. Let's answer the starving listener. Let's fill them full of podcasty goodness. What would your dream job be if you didn't need education and you were actually good at it?
It's a good question. What would you say?
Not podcasting.
That's for sure. This is just a means to an end, man. As soon as we can fucking get 10 more listeners.
We'll cancel the whole thing over again.
Yep. We were getting too popular last time, man.
Yeah, it was getting to our head.
We had thousands of fucking listeners.
We couldn't keep going on.
No, it was bad, you know. We'd be walking into 7-Eleven and we'd be pissed off if we didn't get free anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you know who the fuck we are?
We even had shirts printed off. And they still didn't fucking answer the bell.
It's true. You know what? Looking back, would I do it all again? No. Podcast is the worst thing that ever happened to us.
I think here on out, after this podcast, we just replay our old ones.
Yeah. We'll have to cover up. You know what? Let's just change our voices. So it just sounds like two black guys talking the entire time.
What do we call it? We call the segment Gin and Juice?
I guess.
40s and Blunts?
If we call it Gin and Juice, like, could we make one of the guys Jewish and just call it Gin and Juice?
I was going to go with Beer and Chicken next.
You know what? I like Beer and Chicken.
Yeah, Beer and Chicken's good. They got it right.
Yeah. They're not wrong.
No.
Uh-oh, I think we just singled ourselves out to not being black. The clue so far. Canadian and not black. We're really narrowing this bitch down.
We're not George Strombolopoulos, so they've definitely got us pegged.
You know, I remember a time when George Strombolopoulos wasn't just like, hey, I'm Canadian, here's a talk show. He was like, hey, I'm Canadian, here's a bunch of metal.
Metal? Oh, yeah, he used to do actual, like, DJ kind of shit.
Yeah, he was a VJ on Much Music back when.
Yeah, that's right.
For you kids that don't know what Much Music is, it doesn't matter, because it really doesn't matter.
They should just change the name of MTV. It's not music television anymore. It's
no, it's reality fat show. Pregnancy bitches that are underage show.
You know, the girlfriend told me the other day something about a Honey Boo Boo, and I had no idea what she was talking about.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea what this thing was, so she Googled it for me. And I have to seriously question, like, why people are interested in this stuff. Like, I get the whole look at depravity on TV so our lives feel better, kind of keep you hooked on TV, I get it. But why would you want to watch that? Like, to me, it's sad.
Coming up next, me and Jono Huff Paint.
I'm going to bleep my name out.
We're going to fucking... Ah, god damn it. Me and...
This guy.
This guy to the right. Fuck, now they know you're to the right of me. Oh, man, no. Coming up next,
let's just use
we fake, Huff Paint.
Let's just use fake names.
All right.
Let's call each other Steve.
All right, the two Steves.
Me and Steve here.
You heard it here, podcast. We're now going to be referred to as Steve. Also, our one listener, Steve, will be referred to as Steve.
Hey, you know what? We're going to have several listeners now. We're banger in the tuxedo.
Also known as Steve Steve and their listener, Steve.
and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. God.
I don't know why I found that so amusing.
My heart's not in it, man. Never was.
I'm sorry, man.
Fucking hate podcast. You know what I hate more than podcast? People that listen to podcasts.
But we spent millions of dollars on this technology.
Yeah, this broken ass shit fucking microphone. Can't even run on a goddamn Windows computer. You have to use a Mac.
I quit my job to entertain these people.
Oh, I'm going to start fucking getting more jobs so I don't have to entertain these sons of bitches.
I mean, I know there's the general stigma of insulting your audience and it lures them in. It's kind of the same thing as that the really needy girl where it's like, you like her at first, you give her a little bit of attention, then she just wants more. So you insult her. And because it's still attention, she just takes it and wants more and more of it. It's like that, except we're talking about the listeners, which is you, if you're listening to this. And you're just a filthy whore to us.
I guess what he's trying to say is you're needy as shit.
Needy and whorish.
You're whorish and needy. That's basically the point he's trying to get across here. I guess what he's saying really is that you're all needy whores.
Yeah. And you should all go back to your homes.
In Paraguay?
I was going to say Delaware. Paraguay's good too.
So, Africa's been in the news, right?
Something about that. What happened in Africa?
I have no idea. I was just kind of taking a shot in the dark, hoping we could start a discussion on it, because this is getting dry quick.
That's a real shot in the dark.
Africa joke.
Because they're all black.
Oh, dear. Well, next podcast, we have black friends.
Who are we kidding? We paid them to be on this show. They're not our friends. If anything, you're actually just hearing them steal our shit and our shit's on auto-record.
My God. I'm going to send this to my black friends.
Man, I feel terrible. I really, need to think before I talk.
No, I mean, I'm going to send this to my black friends now that you've said these things.
No.
I'm sorry, man. Next podcast, Steve gets his ass kicked by all my black friends.
On next week's podcast, Steve gets his ass kicked.
By blacks.
Which is the biggest black of them all? Is it Blackie?
Oh,
or is
man.
It Tyrone?
You know, we're taking the wrong spin on this podcast again. Isn't this why we gave it up last time?
I thought it was financial difficulties. And by difficulties, I mean, I don't know. To me, racism was never the issue. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Oh, man. Okay, so I just bit my lip in the same fucking place that I bit it like a week ago. And now I'm generally mad at the world.
My moral compass is being held by a magnet.
You mean Magnum. It's a gun reference. Lax.
Oh.
Crime.
I get it. I can relate to it.
Oh my God.
Painful.
You know,
we can end this.
Did you say end it?
Let's just end this.
I don't know. Do you wanna just end it like this? Is this really the way that we would end a podcast?
Especially the first one.
You know, it's just that it's such a shitty thing to do to the audience, because it's not like we've even lured them in. We haven't really given them any sort of hook at all. They don't even know what the fuck's going to happen on next week's podcast. And it's we know it's going to be good, but we also know that we're going to make anything good about it just turn to shit. But fuck it. I mean, I guess that's the nature of the beast, right? This is podcast.